I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omni Media Group, and this is episode number 121 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile, something great with your life. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. In this podcast, we are going through the book, Getting Things Done, The ABCs of Time Management by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles on productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination that Dr. Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24 says, "And whatsoever ye do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." Our Get Things Done quote for today is from Mark Twain. He said, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started. The secret of getting started is breaking your complex, overwhelming tasks into small, manageable tasks and starting on the first one." Today, dear friends, in the Get Things Done podcast, we're looking at briefcase. The first grader asked his mother why Daddy brought home a briefcase full of papers every evening. She explained, "It's because Daddy has so much to do, he can't finish at the office and has to work nights." "Well, then," said the child, "why don't they just put him in a slower group?" If you are an executive, you occasionally will have to take work home with you. That's the price you pay for the prerequisites of office. I'm not too sure that's the right word, but we'll go with it. But if you find yourself doing it on a regular basis, it's a sign that something is wrong. Either you are trying to do too many things yourself, or you have failed to organize your time at work effectively. Pardon me. A third possibility is that you may be suffering from a martyr complex and are trying to impress your associates or your family with how overworked you are. You need to get away from work at the end of the day, both mentally and physically. Accept in emergencies. Time spent at home in the evenings doing office work tends to be counterproductive, draining your energies and alienating your family. The homework habit can also dampen your drive to get things done at the office, because you tell yourself, if I don't get this finished today, there's always tonight at home. It isn't worth it. The only justification for taking your briefcase home every evening is that you intend to use it the following morning for transporting your lunch. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and others in our next episode. Now let's pray that prayer we pray together each week. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent according to thy promises. Declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.